Charles Rohrabacher was a military counselor for the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors in San Francisco when he was invited to Juneau in 1980 by the Catholic Peace Fellowship and Alaskans for World Peace to present a workshop on draft and military counseling, which led to him meeting his wife, Paula, a year later. They'll be celebrating their 34th anniversary in October. Making their home in Juneau and having a daughter and a son, Phoebe and Miguel, all of them are Mudrooms veterans. A Catholic deacon for the past 10 years, Charles continues to believe that Jesus was serious when he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Please welcome our first storyteller tonight, Charles.
So it's all true. I was a military counselor for the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors, which meant I'm not a lawyer, but we spent a lot of time with the military law review, studying military regulations and federal court cases. And I got to counsel all kinds of folks in the armed forces, Army, Navy, Air Force. But I will say probably the most challenging and interesting were the Marines. Semper Fi. So I got to know the Marines out in front of the Armed Forces Entrance and Examination Station in Oakland, where I did pre-enlistment counseling. And I learned a lot about the psychology of many of those who do join the Marines. One young man in high school, I was showing him the contract, talking to him about what was involved in entering the armed forces. And I said, "Why do you want to join the Marines?" And he said, "I hate high school." I said, "Okay, what is it you hate about high school?" "I'm sick of people telling me what to do." I said, "It's going to work out for you, my friend, in the U.S. Marine Corps." So I was working late on a Thursday night at the Central Committee in our rundown office where we were working 60 or 70 hours a week for next to nothing, got a phone call from a young man who said, "Is this the CCCO?" I said, "Yes, it is." And I said, "What's your problem?" He says, "Well, I'm in the Marines. I'm at the Concord Naval Weapons Station, and they're threatening to kill me." I said, "Okay, good. Could you go into a little more detail?" And he explained that, in fact, he had been at Moffett Field, which was about 40 miles away in the Marine detachment there, and he turned in his sergeant for hazing. Now, good idea, you can do that in the military. The problem is that can follow you around, because instead of putting him on an aircraft carrier, sending him to Okinawa, instead what they did was they sent him to Concord Naval Weapons Station 40 miles away, and of course, word travels quickly, and the next thing he knew, he was getting death threats. Now, the particular death threat was that he was going out that weekend, remember it's Thursday night, that weekend, to go on a live fire exercise. This live fire exercise means everybody's got their M16s and a lot of ammunition, and there's lots of bad things that could happen to you if people wanted to do something fatal to your life. So I said, "Okay." He said, "What do you need?" He says, "Well, I've got to get out of the Marines." I said, "Okay. That may take a little bit of time." "No, it's got to happen this weekend." I said, okay. So got his name, got all the information I needed. And then I thought, how am I going to do this? Well, first thing is I had to start looking a lot more official. So got the tie going here, buttoned it up, got a coat, because I didn't own a tie. I only owned a sports jacket and a pair of khaki pants, which I've continued to wear for the last almost 40 years. And then I thought, how am I going to get on the base? I mean, the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors, hi, if you'd just admit me onto the Concord Naval Weapons Station where you purportedly have nuclear weapons, sure, that's going to work great, because CCCO sounds like some kind of communist front organization. So I got some of those press-on letters. We didn't have printers back then. And I made a card that said, "The Bay Area Military Law Project," of which I was the sole member of this organization. So I made a very official-looking card. I think I cut out from a Bay Area Rapid Transit ticket a kind of an interesting-looking logo to look sort of official. And I figured I'd wave this thing around at the base. Now, I also didn't have a car. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to be very official, it's going to be hard for me just to drive up on the bus to the base entrance. But that's what I did. I got off a block away. I had a briefcase. I had my tie. I had my jacket. I went to the front gate, where there's a Marine guard and a big crossing gate and so forth. And there's my guy. "That's my lawyer! That's my lawyer!" he said. I said, well, I didn't disabuse anybody of the fact that I did not have a law degree or had never studied law. And I was admitted onto the base, went to the base, and I started working my way up through the chain of command because I demanded to see the commanding officer. And I was shouting out Article 118, murder, Article 119, manslaughter, Article 124, maiming under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Article 128, assault, and even grabbed Article 133, conduct unbecoming an officer. I was threatening Leavenworth. I was threatening federal intervention. And I talked to sergeants and platoon leaders, and I finally got to the executive officer of the Marine Detachment. He came out of his office, kind of looked me up and down contemptuously, came over and said, "How can I help you with your little problem?" Now, I'm kind of tall, and I never really try to use my height to any advantage, but I decided it was time to do that. So I made myself as tall as I possibly could. I leaned over into his face, and I said, "Lieutenant, my little problem is going to become your big problem if anything happens to this young man. And if you ever, ever want to see the Bay Area Military Law Project and its representatives back at your base, then you'll let something bad happen to this guy. But I'm going to advise you right now that you need to immediately start discharging procedures for this Marine and certainly make sure he doesn't go on this live fire exercise." And then I turned on my heel and walked off the base as if I actually represented something called the Bay Area Military Law Project. Well, the next day I got a phone call from that young Marine, and to my surprise he said, "My God, they're discharging me." So by Monday, he was on his way out of the Marine Corps. I never had to use the Bay Area Military Law Project card again. And that's my story from being not exactly in uniform, but with people who are in uniform. So thank you so much.